Timothy, I'm really glad that we finally got the time to hang out and look at us. We're both in Paris.
Dude, I know, right? I can't believe we're standing at the home of Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Right?
Like, we worked so hard on the podcast, you know, releasing like, what, one episode every 3 months? And now look at us.
Yeah.
Like, in Paris, bro.
Oh, dude, look. It's the Eiffel Tower.
Whoa. Oh, that's sick. Wait. You go. I'll take a photo of you with it.
Okay.
All right. Say cheese.
Cheese.
All right. You want to look at the look at the photo?
Yeah, bet. Wait. Let me take a look. Damn. I mean, no offense, bro.
What's up?
But I look so fat in this photo. Like, the camera really does add 10 pounds.
Yeah, well, maybe stop eating cameras then.
You're right. Wait.
Stop eating cameras.
Yeah, those Nikons and, you know, those Nike cameras, they look really
Nike?
Delicious, you know. No way.
Did you say Nike camera?
I meant Canon. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Nike cameras. I didn't know Nike makes cameras now. That's crazy, bro. Anyways, guys, welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back.
Tension Titans.
My name is Marcus, and
my name is Tim.
My best friend is. You beat me to it. How dare you? But
yeah, I'm just too fast, bro. I'm fast as the Flash.
That's what she said.
Speaking of the Flash, what a segue, eh? What a segue.
Okay, please proceed.
Yes. Right, today we'll be talking about comics, like DC comics in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we say that we're a comic podcast, but we haven't really been talking about comics. So,
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So we're like, you know what? Let's talk about comics. And of course,
let's do it.
What better thing to talk about than Mr. James Gunn and his new DC state? Slate for movies, right?
So, okay, Timothy. So, don't mind me, but I'm not really
I
up to DC news. Thank you, but I'm not really up to date on DC news. So, why don't you like just kind of tell us, like, okay, so what's been happening with Mr. James Gunn?
Yeah, I mean, well, for those who don't know, right? The previous version of the DC Cinematic Universe, the DCEU, you know, with Henry Cavill. Superman, Ben Affleck, uh-huh. Batman, Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, that's uh-huh. getting erased. That's gone.
Rest in peace. Right? Yeah.
Well, maybe not in much peace, but, you know, rest. Definitely rest.
Yeah, well.
It had its
ups
and downs.
Some would say good riddance. Yeah. Some would say good riddance, but.
Some would say that.
They had their moments. Yeah.
It did. In its wake, we have James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, 2, and uh-huh. 3, and the Suicide Squad movie, not the first one, the second one. He and Peter Safran has been, he's now in charge of the DC Cinematic Universe, and it's going to be great.
So what's the abbreviation? DC...
DCU? DCCU? I actually DCU. I don't know what it's called.
DC...
I don't know what it's called. Like, it's just DC.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Yeah.
Cinematic Universe. That's what I'm just gonna call it. Until they give like an actual name for it. But yeah. yeah, and like he released so when he got called on to do like the DC stuff, he announced a bunch of new DC movies that's gonna come out, right? With the first one being Superman Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be great, releasing in 2025, so we got one more year, dude.
Oh, it's
one
next
year,
year?
Bro. It's next year.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Next year.
Oh man,
what do you mean bummer?
Like,
you're not looking forward to
we're
it?
Gonna yeah I am looking forward to it. I just thought that it's gonna be released sooner, you know, like a Superman, like
but also, you know, it's good that they're taking their time, you know, like I'd rather they like take the time than rush it, because like
well
he announced it in what early 2023, I think. So he's like, they're taking their time.
I mean, yeah. not to be a downer, but like, look what happened to the Flash movie, okay? Like, the Flash movie.
But that's also.
It started production way earlier.
2018.
Back in, what, 2000. Yeah, 2018.
Okay, it got announced like what, 2016, 2017? It's set to release in 2018.
And it got delayed. Pushed back.
And delayed. Until... And delayed even more.
And 2023 came out. Ezra Miller somehow got the role. And we all know how we feel about that.
That is a completely separate thing, right? And like, there hasn't been any delays for any of this, any of these stuff yet. So it should be fine.
I mean, I want to say, what do you think of the photo, though?
Like, yes. Okay. So, a couple weeks. No, a couple of days. Maybe weeks by the time we release this episode. But like a few weeks, a few days ago.
Yeah.
James Gunn released the first image that we have of David Cornsweet as the Superman. And it looks good. I don't see why people are so upset about it.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to hear like what you think of. Wait, hold on. Let's start with what most people think, like apparently think of the poster. So apparently a lot of the DC like fans say, in the background of the image, you know, there is something like a sphere firing a laser beam, a pink laser beam. Maybe it's made out of pink kryptonite. And the well, we don't know with James Gunn, but I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm actually looking forward to the pink kryptonite being included in the DCU. Anyway, people are they're really frustrated. Like, why is Superman so unbothered by the pink kryptonite laser thing in the sky? Like,
apparently, people are saying that there is no sense of urgency.
Yeah.
In the photo. Yeah. Which also, dude, it's a still image. It's a promo image. Like,
all right.
Does it need to have any sense of urgency? Like, look at like, I'm trying to think like any other like poster or like still image of a comic book. Like,
it's like Oppenheimer. Let's talk about Oppenheimer. That poster, there's a nuclear blast in the background, I'm pretty sure.
Cillian Murphy's just like staring into
into the camera, just deep in our souls, like, I am, what's that quote again? I am deaf.
I am become deaf, the destroyer of worlds.
I am deaf.
Sure.
I am deaf. I can't hear anything. Please save me. But yeah.
Yep.
Urgency? Sure. It's a still shot. It's a promotion art. Come on.
Exactly. Like.
However, Timothy, what do you think of the costume?
I like it. Like, that's the thing. I'm just looking at it right now, right? Like, it looks good. Like, people are just so upset about everything and so negative about everything that they're finding the tiniest detail. And like,
running it to
the ground.
I'm with you, Timothy. I don't get the animosity. The whole costume, it looks pretty good. Yeah. The boots,
the crest reminds me of a Kingdom Come crest, but it looks so nice.
Yeah, it's
and like I'm pretty sure there's like the red undies as well. So let's go.
Okay, that's a weird thing to be looking forward to, Timothy. Come on, you can't.
Okay, look, it's a classic staple. It's a staple of Superman. Fine. The red underwear. And then Henry Cavill Superman didn't have it. And now, dude, I'm going to call it right now. Yeah. When the first trailer for Superman Legacy comes out and like it shows like Superman wearing like the red undies, people are going to hate it. People are going to be like, oh, why is he wearing underwear outside his pants? Oh, he's a man. He shouldn't be doing that. Watch. I guarantee you people are going to be saying that.
I'm with you. However, I feel like people are going to compare David's Superman to Henry's Superman, which
definitely
it's an unfair comparison because Henry, his portrayal of Superman is a bit different. Look, I do like his physique a lot. He does look like Superman. He does have the vibe of it, and honestly, he is very convincing as the character.
Yeah,
but we should give David's portrayal a shot, right?
Yeah, for sure. And like, look, as much as we can say how like Henry, like was like unfair and he should have had more time as Superman. Like, I hate to say this, but his time is up. which sucks to say because he was a great Superman, but like it's time for the new guy to take over. Like, we had so many other Supermen who, like, so many other people who played Superman, like Brandon Routh, Tyler.
Oh, yeah, HBO Superman. Oh, yeah, he's great. He is great.
Yeah, like,
I've heard great reviews. Yeah.
He's Tyler Hoechlin. Yeah, like, these are all amazing actors, right? And they shouldn't be, mm-hmm. like, judged based on other people's, like, appearances. It's the same as, like, Batman, right? Yeah. With there's so many incarnations of Batman.
Robert Pattinson's, yeah.
Robert Pattinson being the latest one. We have Ben Affleck, mm-hmm. Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Val Kilmer, Adam West, even in the 66.
Yeah,
like it's unfair to judge all these actors. Like I think okay, there's a difference between like negatively judging and like comparing, mm-hmm. right? Because like comparing them being like, oh well, like for example. Like, the things that I love to do always, right, is, like, comparing the three Spider-Men, right? Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland, right? Like, mm-hmm. I can... What I always say, right, is, like... What do I say? Tom Holland is, like... he's good at both being Peter Parker and Spider-Man. But there's nothing very super amazing about it. Like, Andrew Garfield plays... he plays Spider-Man really well.
Yeah.
But I can't really see him being like he plays Spider-Man really well. He has the quips, he has everything, but his Peter Parker
mannerisms
isn't as good. Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, one and two at least, is pretty good. He is pretty good as Peter Parker. But as Spider-Man could be a bit better, in my opinion.
Well, I agree to disagree. I don't really like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, but this is not the episode about them.
Yeah.
But please continue. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, that's like comparing them is one thing. But being like, oh, Tom Holland can't be Spider-Man because Andrew Garfield should be Spider-Man. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a really dumb argument. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, let David have his run. Let like the entire cast do their thing, you know? Because we have, It's a really good casting as well. Like he's got the look good. Yeah. And also like the rest of the cast. Wait, let me find it. Okay, yeah.
Wait,
the rest of the cast.
Before we jump to the cast, I do wanna also say that we should distinguish, like, set aside, like, even if David's portrayal of Batman isn't that great, maybe like the character, the writing.
Not Batman. Yeah,
don't blame it. Okay, fine, Superman. Sorry. don't blame it on David. Like, blame it on the writers.
No. So yeah,
just
for sure.
Separate it into two people. So a lot of people just mix them together, saying, oh, Batfleck, you know, Ben Affleck's Batman is really, really bad, and we hate that Batman. But no, we should hate, Zack Snyder. That his writing is not good, but not Ben. He did a great job at portraying Batman.
He did he did with the things given to him.
Exactly. Yeah. He did it pretty well. It's just the writing, and we shouldn't judge him for that, honestly. He did a great part. Yeah.
And also, I have faith in the writing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's James Gunn. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in good hands.
But yeah. DC is in good hands. Yeah. Do you know much about the cast for Superman Legacy?
Absolutely, or
like what characters are going to show up? Because it's insane.
Really? Tell me about it.
Okay. Ready? So we have, David Corenswet as Superman.
Superman, yeah.
Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. I butchered it.
Okay.
Don't really know who she is. And then, get ready for this.
Yep.
Isabella Merced as Hawkgirl.
Woo!
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm waiting for. That's what it's all about.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh my God, dude, she is...
Yeah. She is one of the very few like celebrity crushes that I have. Like, she is very, very pretty.
La la.
Okay.
She
playing Hawk Girl, I could see it. Like, it would be an interesting take because
she could be our Hawk Girl. I thought I was into birds, but like, Isabella. Okay, I loved her in the movie. What's that? Perfect Family? No, Sudden Family. Did you see that movie? She played an adopted daughter with Mark Wahlberg, the guy who played Ted's best friend in the hit movie Ted. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Ted. Dude, if Ted was in DC, oh my god, he could beat Superman's ass.
He could not.
Oh, wait.
He could not.
Well.
Anyways, Ted's right?
Pretty good. Right.
She's going to play Hawk Girl, probably a younger version of Hawk Girl, because if for those who don't know, Hawk Girl is, she's a reincarnation of like a lot of different other characters, right? She has a very convoluted and long story. So I assume they're going to go with a more younger Shiera or Carter. Carter? No, Carter's Hawkman. Shiera. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the cast and... Oh, wait. Nathan Fillion?
Yes. He's playing Guy Gardner. That's like such a good casting. I'm pretty sure people have been like talking about that for like the last like 10 years, saying that he can be a good Guy Gardner.
Hold on. I don't want to be that guy, but isn't Guy Gardner like kind of a prick? Like, isn't he kind of like a bully or...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I feel like Nathan Fillion can...
Really? Because
he can rock that.
I've seen him in like... I feel like I've seen him in Rookie and in the show Castle.
Yeah.
He's more of a detective, yeah. But not like an...
Yeah, he's a detective. Like, yeah, but also, okay. He's also a nice guy. An actor.
Okay, fair.
He's an actor. Yeah, like, I can see the Guy Gardner vibe. I can see him playing Guy Gardner well.
You can? All right, maybe.
Yeah. Dude, okay. We're also getting introduced to Mr. Fantastic. Getting introduced to Metamorpho. The Engineer. Dude, Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor.
I don't... Sorry, that does...
Do you not see it? Dude, he shaved his head for this. Have you seen it?
Look. Who's the guy who shaved his head for BVS?
Jesse Eisenberg?
Who's that guy? Jesse Eisenberg?
Heisenberg?
Jesse, we gotta...
Jesse! We gotta shave our heads!
Jesse!
We gotta shave our heads!
I don't have cancer anymore. We gotta cook meth. Dude, I love Breaking Bad. It's such a good show.
It is.
Who's the actor for that one? Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah, Eisenberg.
Eisenberg. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. That's what I said. So Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah. See, he could shave the head, but he doesn't play convincing Lex Luthor. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just not for me.
I mean, yeah. Like, dude. Okay. His portrayal of Lex Luthor looks more like the Riddler.
I was gonna say more like Jack Zuckerberg. Wait a minute, what's his name? Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg,
the Facebook CEO.
Because he played.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
Because he played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network, bro.
Yeah.
So of course he's gonna.
It's a bit more, you know.
So what do you not like about Nicholas Holt?
Okay, look, Nicholas Holt. He just. In The Social Network, he plays a really convincing Mark Zuckerberg. What? But
no, what? Nick, like the new Lex Luthor, not Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay, I don't know, like Nicholas Holt. I just remember him too well for The Beast.
Yeah, well, okay. Here's another thing about like people playing like roles, like how you talk about like Nathan Fillion, right? They're actors.
Yeah,
they are versatile. They can.
I don't know.
These things. Like, I'm more concerned about like what they look like than like how they act, right? Because I know if James Gunn like chose them, then like I'm sure James Gunn knows that they can act it that way, right? It's just like how he looks, right? And he does look like Lex Luthor.
Well, okay. I don't know. I'll have to see it to believe it. But
yeah,
let's go with that. That's all right.
There's just a bunch of other characters that is going to be pretty cool. But, yeah. Another thing that got announced was that Frank Grillo will be playing live-action Rick Flag Sr. in Peacemaker 2, Season 2.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That's... Mm-hmm. Now, Frank Grillo.
Yeah, he played Crossbones, I believe, in the MCU.
In Civil War, yeah.
Yeah. And
minor antagonist. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. For those who are confused, this character is not the same as the Rick Flag that we saw in Suicide Squad.
He's a massive quad. He's been hit at the gym and the steroids.
Yeah.
He's been taking SARMs, baby. But yeah. Frank Grillo.
Yeah. Yeah, because like we were talking about this beforehand with Marcus and I, yep. and he was, and Marcus was a bit confused, which makes sense. Because when we talk about Rick Flagg, we should talk about the guy who is leading Task Force X, right?
And in the Suicide Squad, yeah.
Yeah, but people don't know he's actually Rick Flagg Jr. What was I saying? All right. Yeah, some people get confused when we talk about Rick Flagg, right? Because mm-hmm. it's more about when we talk about Rick Flagg, we're talking about the guy who leads Task Force X, right?
In the Suicide Squad, yeah.
Yeah, in Suicide Squad. But actually, he's actually Rick Flagg Jr. He's named after his father, Rick Flagg Sr., right?
Yep.
And Rick Flagg Sr., of course, like he was a soldier during World War II, I believe. In James Gunn's universe, he's set to lead a group called the Creature Commandos, which are basically like, it's basically a group of monsters who send off by the American government to like fight monsters and stuff.
Yeah, so Creature Commandos is already an existing animated show in DC, right?
Not existing yet. It's not released yet, but it's like recorded. I'm pretty sure it's in post production.
Okay, that's cool. All right, yeah. Frank Grillo.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got the physicality.
Okay, definitely does. Dude, I was so sad when they killed off Crossbones, because like he's such a cool character, like especially in the comics when he's more like when he's like super like he's like part of Hydra and he's like he's like a real menace in the comics, right? And then there's Buddy in the comics where he just shows up twice and dies. I'm like, oh, there goes in Crossbones, the I guess. Like in the movie, sorry.
In the MCU, yeah, gotcha, yeah.
But yeah.
Did it even last a whole 10 minutes like in the Civil War movie? I don't think so. It's pretty short. His segment was pretty short.
Most of his stuff is from Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And he got like burnt when he got like chucked off the helicarrier or something like that.
And got crushed under a building, apparently. Poor guy.
Mm. Well, it is
wrong career choice, I guess. Yeah.
Very wrong career choice.
Yeah, career planning, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank Grillo set to reprise, and he's going to be playing Rick Flagg Sr. So Creature Commandos is an animated show, right? So he's going to be playing Rick Flagg Sr. for the first time in Peacemaker Season 2, which will be cool.
Yeah,
I still haven't watched Peacemaker Season 2. I heard it's really good.
Wait, you haven't watched Season 2? It's not released yet.
Season 1. I haven't watched Season 1. Season 2 is not even out yet. What is wrong with me?
It's okay. Season 1, I love Season 1 Peacemaker. John Cena, I'm going to give him props because he's a wrestler turned actor, and it's really impressive how he started from a wrestler, and he nailed the role of Peacemaker. He's absolutely phenomenal. His voice is good. He doesn't feel too cheesy. Fight scenes, well, he's used to it. He even he even voices his character in Mortal Kombat 1, which is...
Oh, does he? Oh, that's sick.
Amazing. He does. Yeah. Oh, so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, we can... in Mortal Kombat, we can actually even play Omni-Man versus Peacemaker, which is a nonsensical...
Do you know if J.K. Simmons voiced Omni-Man in Mortal Kombat 1? Or
I think so. But
oh, wow. So they got like, did it get Anthony Starr as well?
He didn't. I don't think so. Sad. No. That's a real bummer, you know? God.
Yeah. that's unfortunate. But I mean, it also makes sense. He's probably busy recording
Season 4 of The Boys?
Like Season 4 of The Boys, which makes sense. Mm. Whereas J.K. Simmons probably. I mean, what is even J.K. Simmons doing? He did like Invincible Season 2. Like I'm not dissing him because like J.K. Simmons, great actor, great voice actor, and everything.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh yeah. What's his favorite movie that he starred in? Yeah. If you're such a fan of J.K. Simmons.
Well, I've been watching Invincible. He's amazing as Omni-Man.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like he also voiced Tenzin in Legend of Korra, which is also well not as good as original Avatar: Last Airbender, but still pretty good. He also played literally every James JJJ. Ever
in
J. Jonah Jameson
Spider-Man movies,
he's just a good actor. I like him.
He's in a lot of our favorite movies. Damn. He's a great actor.
Anyways,
how do we get here?
Dude, No idea. But yeah, Rick Flag Sr. in Peacemaker 2. I'm pretty sure that's like the only thing that's announced about Peacemaker Season 2. Other than the fact that like it's going to be, there's going to be a Season 2.
Like, yeah, it should be. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah. All right. I'm on the Wikipedia page right now. Okay. So Vigilante is coming back.
Vigilante. Oh.
Adrian Chase.
Like, oh, he's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Daniela Brooks is set to play Leota Adebayo, which is the daughter of Amanda Waller. I don't know, was she a part of season one? Because I haven't watched season one. And then Emilia Harcourt is also coming back. And then John Economos is also coming back, I think. I think these guys are from Peacemaker season one. Yeah, I think Rick Flag Sr. is the only other like thing that's...
That you're looking forward to in Peacemaker?
No, as in like, that's the only like other... News. Casting news that we have from from Peacemaker, which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Peacemaker, dude, okay, watch season one. I'm sure you'll like it.
I know I would like it. And I actually now, yeah, I have the legal means to watch. Don't need to be a don't need to sail the seven seas, if you know what I mean.
Semen?
What?
All right. Speaking of that, let's talk about James Gunn.
What?
So, okay. So, speaking of news, I remember you did mention something about my favorite, absolute favorite DC character getting his own movie. Who is that again?
Your mom?
Okay, uncalled for, bro. Uncalled for.
Is your mom not your favorite character?
She's person? Real, bro. She's real. I'll have you know, she makes the best goddamn Korean kimchi fried rice, bro.
Dude, I don't think I've ever had
your mom's cooking. Sure she cooked for us too. Wow, you don't even remember my mom's food. Get out of the studio. Okay. Out of here.
No, if I've had it, I would definitely remember it. I'm like, no, I think your mom said that she would, but then I was like, oh no, it's okay, you don't need to. I think I rejected it because I didn't want to like border her or anything. Anyways, yeah. So
yeah. Sorry,
this,
mom.
This kind of these news, the following news that we're talking about. So these are rumors.
All right. Oh yeah.
So no guarantee that they're true. And in fact, James Gunn actually said that one of these four rumors are false. He said at least one of the four, which is such a troll answer.
I mean, it is his character. He is in character.
Yeah, dude. Like. Bro, just say which one. Literally, okay. I got what he actually said, right? He said,
yeah,
at least one of those things is not true. Have fun guessing. Like, bro, he's such a troll. I love it.
Oh man. Wait, still haven't answered the question yet. So who's my favorite? Who's the DC character that's going to get his own movie?
Oh, well clearly it is Superman.
Oh man, isn't he getting he's getting a new movie, getting a third sequel?
No, we are of course talking about Plastic Man, which is Marcus's favorite superhero.
Yeah.
DC superhero. The other three rumors, right? So the first rumor is that Plastic Man will have his own movie. Second one is that Teen Titans is going to have their own movie.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly is a Sergeant Rock movie. And the fourth one is there's going to be an open casting for a Supergirl character. Her name is...
Kara Zor-El?
Ruffy.
Oh, you mean the actress name. Okay.
No, as in like the character name. Like they're not...
Oh.
It's so no, Supergirl's already casted.
Supergirl is already casted? I thought you said...
Yeah, she's played by Millie Alcock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's for... The casting is for a character in the Supergirl movie.
Oh, got it. That closes it up. Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah. So these four things
Yeah. So let's break it down. Let's break each of them down. I don't know. Yeah. Plastic Man movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So Plastic Man movie. Now, do you think that would work? Like, do
yes,
you think?
100%.
Okay. Thank you 100%. Okay. So initially, I thought it wouldn't work, but when, mm-hmm. but now that I've thought about it, it would be a great movie because if you read like his comics, Timothy, he borrowed me a few of Plastic Man's first few comics.
I literally gave them to you.
Well,
that's what true. Do you mean, well? That's actually but, true. I gave you my comic.
Okay. Yeah. To be fair, Plastic Man, his origin story is a criminal, is a low life criminal trying to turn over a new leaf. And I would say it's an easy story. And I think it would resonate with a lot of us. I'm not saying we're criminals, but. Like he's trying to redeem himself.
Yeah.
So
it's a redemption story.
I feel like it would be a pretty good movie. Maybe it won't rival, you know, Shawshank Redemption. But like I feel like it.
Not many movies can rival Shawshank.
Shawshank, yeah. But like, it's just the CGI that I'm worried about. That's all.
And also I think he posted like on his story an image of Plastic Man before. So So I feel like the Plastic Man movie is like one of the true ones, the true rumor.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
Plastic Man is such on. It's like it's definitely something like James Plastic Man is definitely something James Gunn would do. Like knowing I don't know James Gunn. I wish I did. That would be so cool.
James Gunn, if you want to come on to our podcast, please DM us.
Yes, please. But like knowing like James Gunn and like the type of characters that he used, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Plastic Man is such, it's like definitely.
It's right there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I really liked Plastic Man in Injustice, the comics.
Oh, yeah.
It's so such a great run, such a great character. So DC, yes. Warner Bros, don't mess it up, please. It's such a great character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think some people are saying that it might be like some sort of like body horror movie, like in the body horror genre.
I hope not, because look what happened to Fan4Stick.
Is that supposed to be body horror?
Yeah. Like Reed Richards, like it was supposed to be a body horror, like his shape-shifting abilities.
I guess
it was,
yeah.
I mean, the whole movie is a horror show, but yeah.
Yeah, well, even then, like in James Gunn, we trust, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It'd be fine.
Trust his guns. Speaking of that, Titans.
Teen Titans.
So now I don't watch a lot of Teen Titans, but
yeah.
What do you think it would be about, this movie? Like the plot?
I mean, they can do so much with Teen Titans. There's so many stories, so many famous stories about Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess like the one that immediately comes to mind is like, what, Judas Contract?
That's the one I was going for. Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
There's so many other stuff. I can't think of any at the moment because my brain is not really working. What do you think of Judas Contract? Wait. I can think of other stuff.
It is a good.
Give me a moment. I can think. No. yeah, and also like I'm pretty sure the guy who played Blue Beetle, like he's set to reappear in the James Gunn universe.
Oh yeah, there was a Blue Beetle movie.
There was a Blue Beetle movie.
I haven't watched it.
It's like very.
Was it good?
Straight. It's okay. I mean. It's all right.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, all right. Okay, as in James Gunn praising the Flash movie good or?
Oh, no.
No? Okay, good. That's good.
It's like it's better than the Flash movie by far.
Okay.
Which is a very low bar.
Sure, yeah. Ezra Miller, that's...
Yeah, I think Blue Beetle was just... It was just too predictable. It's just a very basic, like, oh, family. Mm. Like, the power of friendship and family. And very cheesy. Good will win against evil and stuff like that.
Okay, I can see why.
But yeah, so it's all right. I'll but he out. Did play like I Okay, his first name I remember is like XOLO. Like, I don't know how to pronounce that. Like, Solo? Like, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay, Blue Beetle actor. Yeah.
The actor for Blue Beetle. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're listening to this, respectful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah.
Yeah. You like all okay. Love. He really did a good job with the things that he was given. Like he's a good actor.
Yeah.
So like I'm looking forward to see him act with someone who can write.
Woo.
And not make it like super cheesy and stuff.
I mean, okay. Also, safe to say, Blue Beetle is my second favorite character in Teen Titans.
I mean, yeah. He hasn't really been in much Teen Titans
comics
incarnate, versions of Teen Titans. Because usually, the classic Teen Titans, right? In the modern comics, it would be the Titans lineup, right? Because they're all the sidekicks of the Justice League, right? So you have Dick Grayson, you have Donna Troy as Wonder Girl, you have Kid Flash, Wally West, you have Garth, Starfire, Tempest. You have Roy Harper, Arsenal, or Red Arrow.
Yeah.
Am I missing someone? I think that's the main five.
Raven.
No, because that's later.
Oh,
Raven, okay. Cyborg, Beast Boy, Starfire. They're all like the later versions of Teen Titans. The original core five of Teen Titans were those five. Okay. And then with later versions of Teen Titans... they introduce Raven, they introduce Starfire, Cyborg joins the Teen Titans instead of the Justice League. You got Beast Boy showing up, you got Blue Beetle, and now even the latest versions would even include John Kent, Superboy, right?
Okay.
Or Damian Wayne.
To go on a really weird tangent, but
yeah,
Blue Beetle is technically an animal.
What?
Beetle. So
insect.
Yeah, still. Like,
what's your point?
Wouldn't Beast Boy be able to kind of mimic the physiology of a beetle?
You do know that Blue Beetle gets
an alien
name
parasite
from the scarab.
The scarab, yeah. I don't know. I mean, the alien does resemble kind of a beetle shape.
And Beast Boy has been able to replicate aliens before. Like, he's been able to transform into aliens. But I think
Starro, right? Into Starro?
I don't think so. Not Starro.
No, yeah, I remember in the later alien. Run, I think. I think it's a new one. Garo. I'm not making this up, I promise. I can't.
What are you talking about?
Beast Boy, I remember in a later run of Teen Titans, I saw somewhere, I swear, that Beast Boy becomes, or at least mimics, the physiology of Starro.
What, so a starfish?
No, in Starro, the alien.
Yeah, so a starfish.
Yeah, becomes...
So, you're telling me Beast Boy became a starfish.
Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. Wow.
I bet you, it is real. We'll talk about this after the recording. I'm sure
that's true. Maybe, but also his ability to mimic alien forms is a very recent thing. Usually he's only been able to transform into animals on Earth.
Okay,
and Starro is very much based on a starfish.
I'm pretty sure he won't be able to mimic
the psychic powers or the symbiotic thing with him blasting out little baby Starros. Pretty sure he won't be able to do that.
Then can the Scarab transform... You know, the user into animals?
No.
That's
you can just create weapons.
He just pulls out a Glock.
Yeah, literally, yeah. His hand just becomes a Glock. Are you sure Blue Beetle is your second favorite?
Okay, fine. My favorite is Raven, for obvious reasons.
Because she's a daughter of Trigon, and she's a demon? That's what you like?
Yeah, she's hot. She's got the Hellfire, you know?
Okay.
Ooh.
Anyways, Teen Titans film, I could see it happening as well. I think it makes sense for James Gunn to do a younger, a movie with younger characters to like, you know, appeal to the children and blah, blah, blah. Because a lot of the other, a lot of the current movies coming out, right? They're all very much, what's it called? They're all very much target, like based for like the older audience.
Yeah, an older demographic.
But having a Teen Titans, yeah, having Teen Titans would be good.
Yeah. I mean, in James Gunn, we trust, honestly. He's great.
In James Gunn, we trust.
I'm sure he can handle this, you know. Okay, look, he made Guardians of the Galaxy work. I'm sure he can make Teen Titans work.
Exactly. The third one is Sergeant Rock. A very relatively unknown character.
Yeah. Who is he, actually?
Yeah. He's basically he's a World War II soldier. Think like Golden Age Nick Fury.
Right. But World War II veteran, DC. But DC.
And white.
And white, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely a character that James Gunn would do. Like, he's, like, very much reminds of, like, Peacemaker, Vigilante type thing. Whereas he's like a soldier.
Yeah, or Bloodsport. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, Bloodsport, like all those characters, yeah. Right? Yeah, I could see him doing Sergeant Rock. But I think out of the four, this would probably be the least likely rumor.
Yeah. Like least likely to be true.
Like I could see him doing least likely to be true, yeah. I could see him doing a Plastic Man movie and a Teen Titans movie before doing a Sergeant Rock movie.
Yeah. It's really very like obscure. So yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I too. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty much it. Honestly.
No, there's still one more.
Oh rumor. Wait, is there? I jumped the gun.
There's one more. There's four. I jumped
the James Gunn.
The last one, which I think is true, it's just that there's an open casting for the character. For a character in the Supergirl movie, for the character of Rufy,
yeah.
Just because it's Ruthye.
Ruthie.
Yeah. So basically, the Supergirl movie is going to be based on the Tom King, comic series called Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, right? And in that comic limited series. Rufy first appeared in that series, right? And she is she's basically like the narrator for the comic. So like this one I feel like it's definitely gonna happen.
I mean,
because like if they're gonna do Supergirl, like it's probably gonna need to use Rufy as some sort of narrator slash like she's gonna play a big part in the movie.
I mean, okay, Tom King, I only know him for his horror stories, so I'm not
you're thinking of Stephen King. Tom King's the guy who wrote like Strange Adventures, Mr. Miracle.
Imagine Stephen King like that. Wrote a DC movie.
Yeah,
that'd be really horrifying.
That would be pretty funny. But yeah, that's it. Cause that's the four rumors. I think we both Sergeant come to the consensus Rock that movie. Out of those four,
it's most
probably going to be Sergeant Rock. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're a Sergeant Rock fan. I've never met a Sergeant Rock fan, but it's definitely most unlikely.
Such a rock movie. I hope it never happens.
Hey, no. I hope it still happened. I think it'd be a fun movie, but just I'd rather see Plastic Man and Teen Titans first.
Well, thank you for listening. I'm gonna stop eating cameras.
Yep, and I'm gonna go back to Paris. Ho ho ho! Gonna eat some croissants.
And I'm gonna stop eating cameras.
Yep, you better. We're running out of Nike cameras, bro.
Awesome. Okay, thank you for listening.
Okay, we're gonna end it right here.
See you next episode. Bye.
Bye.